Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Jordana, and I'm here with the group that brought you hits like Sober Up, Weak, and Burn the House Down, AJR. Once again, we're talking about the songs that shaped some of today's hottest artists. We're going to break down some tracks from childhood memories to pivotal career-defining moments. Either way, we're going to make you a great playlist today. This is Score My Life. Welcome, AJR.
Beautiful. I'm going to use my classic podcast voice. I'm going to speak nice and low and really quiet into the microphone.
God, we're very excited to dive right into this.
Go on this musical venture with you guys. Yeah.
It's better than my whiny voice. So.
Okay.
So you guys changed your surname from Metzger to Met. What's one song that, you know, your parents have influenced growing up?
What does our surname have to do with that?
It's your family name.
But why did that preface?
Oh, because it has to do with our parents. Is that the connection?
Yeah, it's your family name.
You changed your last name. Do you hate your parents? What song has inspired you to hate your parents? I think for the first song, what is it? Probably a Beach Boys song, right?
Yeah, I have a memory of listening to Surfer Girl by the Beach Boys, being
how,
in the car.
How old were you?
Probably like six or maybe, yeah, five or six. And I remember just hearing those harmonies and thinking, like, I even thought as a five-year-old, like, it was the first time I experienced nostalgia of, like, I know that I'm going to remember this, and I know that I'm going to look back 20 years from now and remember what it's like to feel this and this innocence as a five-year-old. And Surfer Girl brings me back to that.
Yeah.
Did your parents, were they big Beach Boys fans?
Yeah, I think they were big fans of many, many artists, and I think the Beach Boys stood out most of all. That's, like, our favorite band ever. Definitely cool. We take the most influence from them, for sure.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you guys got your start busking in New York City. Is there a song that, you know, specific cover or something that while you guys were, you know, trying to make it, that you played or it always reminds you of that time of your life?
I think there's a couple. I think at that time, street performing, maybe I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. We did a cover with the ukulele, and that was always like a crowd pleaser. I think every time I hear that song, I think of me just completely nervous, like being terrified to
sweaty.
Go play, trying to play the right chords on the ukulele, and Ryan kind of singing. None of us really knew how to sing yet, you know, just so it kind of brings me back to that, like, probably the most nervous I've ever been to perform. So it's an interesting feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys make a lot of money doing that?
Right. We did make a lot of money.
Really?
We made like over $100 an hour on the good days. And we just used that money to buy all the music equipment we needed and just bring it back to the living room. And that's where we've been making our music ever since. So it's really thanks to street performing.
That's awesome. And your parents are totally cool with you guys.
They've been nothing but supportive. They threw out our couch at one point to make room for a drum set. They're like those kinds of parents, like, go for your dreams, you know?
How does it work, though, with busking? Do you have to, like, get some sort of, like, a permit or
a
schedule?
Yeah, if you're just bringing out a guitar and, like, no mics or amps, you could do it and you don't have to ask anybody. But as soon as you have, like, amplified sound, any kind of amplifier, then you need a permit.
There was a moment where we almost got arrested, and I was like 9 years old, and she was like really mean, and she was like, you need a permit.
What, the
and
police then, officer?
Yeah, the police officer.
Who else? I don't know who you were talking about.
No, speaking of, yeah, so it was the police officer came over and said, you need a permit, and then mom came over, and she was like, kids, right? Trying to relate to the police officer, like, you have kids, you know? Yeah, it was interesting.
So were any of you guys actually bar mitzvahed?
No.
Really?
We're not good Jews. We need to get on that.
Yeah, we're not
How
men
did you
yet.
Know we were Jewish?
I'm Jewish.
So you have that Judar?
It's Judar.
Judar. Jinx. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you what your theme of your bar mitzvah was, but was there a song at all, like, during, Adam, you're the oldest, was there a song at all, like, during that time period of your life that was, you know, that 13-year-old?
Tava Nagila comes to mind, right?
Dayenu.
Dayenu
comes to mind.
God.
Did you guys have summer jobs, any interesting summer jobs? And if so, was there, you know, how old were you? What were the jobs? And is there a song that you kind of, you know, always heard or went to escape from that job and listen to?
Escape from the job. I worked, I grew up playing tennis. So I worked for many years, even during the band, as like a tennis coach or like a counselor at tennis camp in New York. And I would do that for many summers in a row. And I think every single day, I think the first day I started was when 21 Pilots album, what's the most recent?
Blurry Face.
I think that came out and I just like fell in love with it. And I think I listened to, The Judge, right?
Yeah,
The Judge. I think I listened to that song every single day on the way to camp. And I don't know, I liked working, so it didn't really help me escape, but I definitely associate that sort of vibe with the summer and working for sure.
Either of you?
I worked at a Jewish summer camp like 5 years ago. I was a counselor.
Let me guess what song is associated with the Jewish summer camp.
No, it's not. It's irrelevant that it's Jewish summer camp. What were you going to say? It's not Dayenu. No, this wasn't even a joke. Call Me Maybe was really big that summer. So I associate that.
Oh, totally. Such a summer feeling. There's certain songs that just bring you back to the summer and nothing else, right? Call Me Maybe is one of them. Yeah.
That song really, that summer was, I've never heard a song be so overplayed.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys, let's talk about MySpace for a minute. You were named one to watch on MySpace.
Throwback.
What was that, 2014?
2014, major throwback. So MySpace, when you guys signed up for MySpace, made a page, was there, you know, an artist that you were following or around that time period?
So what, okay, it was...
I've got to be honest, I've never had a MySpace page nor signed up for MySpace. So did you guys?
Did we sign up for... Okay, one of us definitely did. So that had to be what year? That was probably like 2013 or 14? 2014. So what was like, what was the artist that we were listening to then?
I'm thinking...
Do you guys not remember being one to watch on MySpace?
That has escaped me, I think. That's escaped me, yeah.
Justin Timberlake bought a piece of MySpace and then rebooted it, and then it was like a new MySpace.
Oh, you know what?
And there were no more creepy guys on it anymore trying to like prey on
people. Oh, you know what? Okay, yep. Oh, God. I'm going to ignore that. That was at the very beginning of our like professional career, and we were listening to Fun so much before they broke up. That was our like number one influence at the start. So, I mean, I think We Are Young was like our favorite song of that time. I think to get inspired, we would just watch that video over and over and over. So, We Are Young by Fun.
Awesome. Prom. Is there a song that, you know, it just stands out for you from your days in high school?
I've got a feeling.
Oh. What's that? Oh, the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, definitely.
Mazel Tov. That could also be the Bar Mitzvah one too, right? Yeah.
That's the one lyric you remember from I Got a Feeling?
That's the only lyric I know. I'm like waiting for it. Mazel Tov, you know.
I remember at my prom, you remember that song of Monsters and Men? Don't listen to
Little Talks.
Little Talks. Yeah, that was like the song on my prom.
That was your song at prom, really?
Yeah.
It's not a very party-ish song.
Though. Everybody was dancing like they danced in the 50s.
It was 50s.
Yeah.
Did you have your shirt tucked in like that, pants up high? My prom, I went to a tiny school, so I was at my prom for like 15 minutes, and I think I danced with the teachers to like, I'm not even kidding.
What?
So I was at this prom, and a lot of the kids had left, and I was one of like 20 kids left, and all the teachers were sitting around, so I was like, come on, come out, and I think me and like a very old woman danced to like Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
That's like so lame.
It's one of the more depressing memories I have growing up. So,
wow.
There you go.
I really feel like this. I'm bringing out your Jewish side with this interview.
What?
This is the most Jewish interview we've ever done.
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's all go to Israel, you guys.
Guys,
go to
wait
the
a
wall.
Sec. Birthright. Who's in? Yes, exactly.
So there are a ton of, you know, sibling-oriented bands, you know, everything from a Hanson to the Jackson 5. I know you mentioned, you know, Beach Boys was a huge influence to you.
Yeah.
Was there, you know, at what point in time or what song did you see from, you know, a sibling formed band that you were like, we can do this? Why aren't we?
Oh.
I guess Beach Boys were a big one.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like the idea of siblings in a band didn't really come to our mind. Like other siblings in, you know, other bands that have siblings in it.
Right. There was never a point where we were like, oh, we could be that.
Yeah.
I think we've always been best friends, and it was just kind of obvious. I can't imagine myself in a band with anybody else.
Right.
So all three of you went to Columbia. songs that remind you of college.
Oh, nice.
If you could give us, you know, the year and the song with
it. I bet we all have the same one, Vampire Weekend, because they're like a Columbia band. And, right?
I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
That
but
short.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. For me, at least, because everybody at Columbia loves Vampire Weekend. It's just like a prerequisite of going to Columbia.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, I think for me it was more like the songs that I listened to at, like, the parties. Because I was only there for one semester and then I left and we're actually going to go back. But I just used that one semester to party a lot. And I think it was like, oh, the new Justin Bieber stuff had just come out, like Sorry and all that more party-ish stuff. I think that was like the vibe of that freshman year for sure.
For some reason, I listened to Billy Joel's Piano Man, that whole album, just over and over and over. And I don't remember why. I don't know if I was just really upset in school or something, but I loved that album.
That's not a very upsetting album.
Piano Man's kind of depressing.
It's classic.
Yeah.
So when you guys first started touring, is there a song that on the road you would always, you know, whether it was like pump you guys up or, you know, mellow you out, is there a song that you constantly always played?
We did a lot of van tours and I think, you know, like with just like a 5 or 7 seater van.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We like to honestly listen to like a lot of bad music because we like to annoy whoever is driving us. Right? Like whoever our tour manager is or sound guy, like who's driving us, we like to play like the worst music we can think of to annoy them. I'm not going to give
Don't shout out any names.
But yeah. I'll just tell you like generally, like 10-year-old rappers on YouTube and stuff like that.
We want the reaction to be like, oh, not this. Come on. You know, that's how we get entertainment.
Right. Yeah.
You're constantly entertaining other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you live together in Chelsea now, right?
Ryan and I live together. Adam lives right across town in Stuyvesant town.
Cool. So when you guys moved in together, at least the two of you, was there your first party that you invited people over?
Oh,
what
goodness.
Was on that playlist?
Well, Ryan and I still live with our parents. Seriously. Yeah. So there were no parties. No parties allowed.
No parties.
Yeah, no parties.
Sometimes our parents try to throw
Unless
parties.
Unless you count book club. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe knitting circle.
Jesus. I don't know how to give an alternative answer. What do you think?
Our Passover was kind of like a party.
Oh, God. How about we put that to bed? I don't know. Okay. Like, being adults in an apartment together, what do you think the song is? Being like free adults.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We got really into, because my dad has a record player, recently we got really into like Meet the Beatles, Beatles' very first album. There were bells on a hill.
Till There Was You.
Till There Was You.
Yeah. It's kind of the vibe of our apartment for sure.
We're just really into hip hop. I think that's like our biggest thing, like Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy listening to like hip hop on a record player? Because I know that, you know, you go to Urban Outfitters, you get Kendrick Lamar, but something about a record player and Kendrick Lamar or, you know, in hip hop, it just doesn't.
It feels too modern to be playing.
Yeah.
Wait, do we have any hip? Do we have like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy
on vinyl? I don't think so.
No? Okay. Yeah, I guess we've never done it. We should try it out though. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, I
wonder. Anybody got it?
Right there. Oh, wow.
What was the first album you either bought physically, or I think you're all probably too young, so you probably downloaded?
No, we bought physical albums, yeah. What was yours? Go ahead.
Mine was Confessions by Usher. That was my first CD.
Mine was Beatles 1.
And mine was Welcome Interstate Managers, Fountains of Wayne.
Wow. I think mine was the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Nice. Wow. Was that like the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice.
Okay. So the first song that you can remember, like that you were old enough to remember that you really loved.
Oh, wow. That's a hard question.
For me, it was definitely something from a Disney movie. I think maybe Lion King, Hakuna Matata was probably it.
Right. That's a great answer. I feel like that's the same for all of us. Probably like You Got a Friend in Me. Randy Newman from Toy Story. What about you?
Yeah. Or, what?
I feel like you're trying to think of a funny one.
You always think I'm going to joke.
I see a little smile creeping on your face. Like
no, like something from Alice in Wonderland, probably, yeah.
And
okay, good, yeah.
Is there a song that is, you know, timeless and will forever stay with you as you guys grow?
Oh, you know what? Our dad's favorite song is a Tom Waits song called Old 55. I think that song, because of how much it means to him and how much he loves it, I think that'll definitely stick with us.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, every year, Dayenu has new meaning to me. I just realized, like, Dayenu.
Like, wait a sec. These lyrics are deeper than I thought.
Right. Now that I'm in my 20s, I get it.
Like, I finally get it. Yeah. You know?
Oh, thank you, guys.
You could edit this as much as you want.
Yeah, cut out
way.
Most.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got upset with me for going so far.
I had to end it full circle.
I couldn't end it, like, trashing on Ryan for bringing it up one more time.
Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Again, that's Adam, Jack, and Ryan, otherwise known as AJR. Check out their Score My Life playlist, which doesn't include Hava Nagila in it, but you could do the horror while listening if you want. We've put it together for you, and you can find it on radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.